Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the battle that's been brewing for months over raising subway and bus fares is set to come to a head tomorrow when the MTA board meets. WCBS's Steve Burns dove into what's at stake, and he joins us. Steve, what are the options on the table, and who would be affected by each of them?
Yeah, John, officially from what we know and what's been put together by the MTA board, there are two options here for a fare increase that would go into effect in March. The first would keep the base fare at $2.75, but it would eliminate that 5% bonus. The second would raise the base fare to $3 and double that bonus to 10%. Both effectively raise the fare by around 4 or 5%. Your weekly and monthly passes would also be going up by $1 and $6, respectively.
Any chance some other options might come up at the meeting, Steve?
Yeah, you know, this is the MTA board, and you never really know what's going to happen at these meetings. We've heard from one board member, Larry Schwartz. He said he plans on bringing up his own idea that would give the MTA a fare increase only if service gets better, basically tying the two together. Critics, though, have said that may just lead the MTA to pad schedules and fudge numbers like they've done in the past. Another possible outcome is nothing happening at all. Nobody on the board really is all that happy about the prospect of a fare increase, but it's one they're kind of forced to look at given the current financial situation there.
And the public doesn't like it either. I mean, what does the board say about that?
Yeah, it's really kind of the definition of being stuck between a rock and a hard place. The rock here is the MTA's huge deficit. It's expected to reach $1 billion by 2022. The hard place is where riders are right now. The subways are still in terrible shape. Nobody really wants to pay more for bad service. Governor Cuomo has come out against the fare increase. He's still hoping to pass congestion pricing to help pay for the subway. But the governor seems more stuck on reforming the management at the MTA. He said multiple times that you can throw all the money you want at the MTA, but nothing's going to change if the governance structure there stays the same. But at the same time, there's a pretty confusing statement to a lot of transit advocates. We all have heard them say Governor Cuomo already has the power to make the changes that he wants. He has a big say over the budget. He can appoint board members. He appoints the top management. I really think all this kind of points to the fare increase battle really taking on a life of its own. It's kind of come to symbolize the fight over the future of the MTA. Should be interesting to watch tomorrow, guys.
All right. Thank you, Steve. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.